administration is about to announce a handful of vaccine candidates, some of which are already in the significant numbers of human beings being tested as part of the test to get those vaccines in production. And the ones that go completely through the whole process, once they get through that process, there's likely to be vaccines immediately available as opposed to vaccines available 3 or 4 months after that process would normally have run its course.
It would be good news. When do you think this is going to be announced?
I expect an announcement on vaccine this week, maybe today or tomorrow, and certainly within the week. And I know at the Shark Tank on test that 200 tests have already made it to the proposed ideas, have already made it to the process of being narrowed down to see which ones have the most promise out of a couple of thousand applications or expressions of interest for applications. So I think these ideas are working. If they do work, they're likely to become the pattern for how we respond to things like this in the future and how many ideas you can get out there and quickly move forward on the ones that have the most promise.
One of the things you've highlighted is that there will be mistakes because that has to happen in this process, right? As part of a
absolutely, absolutely. Right. And I just was in a discussion this morning about working with our friends on the House side who are already beginning to say, well, how are we going to explain these investments in vaccines that don't work out? My point is that some of if some of them don't work out, we weren't trying hard enough. But I share their interest that if you do become a partner in pursuing a vaccine idea, that you part of that is ensuring that that vaccine will be available to people at a price they can afford and available in the numbers that people would expect it to be available in. And so we're going to be working hard looking at those things, and I'm optimistic.
That's part of the trade-off of the development public-private partnership is that it has to be reasonable from the drug company.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also part of the whole idea here is that, again, if you don't have some failures, you weren't trying hard enough. And the more of these things that are in process, the more quickly we'll have, when they do work, the more quickly we'll have available the big numbers that we need. And, you know, we're talking about needing 300 million vaccines by the end of the year and more for people who want vaccines.